Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Okay, on the program today, I want to talk about the subject of immigration and immigration reform specifically. There's a couple of developments that have been taking place just the last couple of days. And to put this in context, let me mention that previous to this, we found out that immigration reform was going to be put on the back burner, that we weren't going to go ahead and move forward with immigration. We decided that it was going to be not dealt with this year. This was the Congress talking this way, and that it was going to be moved back to a later time. Well, a couple of developments just took place just these last couple of days, which seem to indicate that they may try to push through immigration reform here before the end of the year. And I want to let the evangelical listening audience know about this so that you can call Congress and you can call others that are trying to push this through. And I'll tell you who those others are in just a couple of moments. In fact, I wish I would have had the number ready to do that. I would love to try to call John Boehner's office on the air in order to, let them know where we stand on this issue. And that, I think, would have been something good for us to do on the program today. But let me tell you what the couple of issues are. First of all, Speaker Boehner has just hired a fella to consult him on issues related to immigration reform. And the fella that he hired is a fella who is known to be an amnesty advocate. So that doesn't bode well. You know, here John Boehner has been saying that he is not for the Senate bill that has been sent over to the House. At one time, again, we'll find out from our guest here in just a few moments, but at one time, that bill was 1,200 pages, supposedly called a comprehensive immigration reform. Again, be careful when you hear that word comprehensive. When you hear comprehensive, it means it's a code word for a couple of other things. It means expensive. It's one of the things that it means. It means it's going to change a number of areas of your life when they talk about comprehensive. They don't do comprehensive very well. You know, the Affordable Care Act right now is a comprehensive approach to health care. And the word that's now associated with it is fiasco. You know, they don't do it very well. And so when you hear that word, immediately you should be thinking we've got a problem here. So that's the first thing that just took place here just recently, just within the last couple of days. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, hires a person who is a amnesty advocate. Bad sign. Second thing that just took place, Representative Joe Kennedy III joined activists, immigration activists, amnesty activists, who are fasting. The program is called Fasting for Families. They always give it these real nice-sounding names, but basically, this is a group who is putting pressure on House Republicans to pass that Senate immigration bill, that 1,200-page bill. Pass that thing. And if you don't pass it, we're not going to eat. We're going to stop eating. And we're going to force you now to go ahead and pass this, and we're going to do this by stop eating. Well, that's the second thing that has taken place. So that's all over the news. You know, we got a Kennedy again associated with this. And one of the dynasty are involved in this thing and not going to eat until we do something about immigration. Well, the third thing that has just taken place here, just and this is just in the news this morning, although it's actually taken place on Monday of this week, and just a few news associations reporting this right now. I think this is a huge part of the story. And a lot of them maybe not even connecting it with immigration yet. But here's the story. The story's coming out of Mexico that a truck full of radioactive material has been stolen in Mexico City. And the truck is said to have been stolen on Monday, and it was carrying a substance called cobalt-60. Now, cobalt-60 is, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency, has said this, that the truck was carrying cobalt-60, which is used as part of a radiotherapy cancer treatments. The heist happened in Mexico, and according to the IAEA, they said that the substance is, quote, extremely dangerous, unquote, if removed from its protective shielding or damaged. That's a report that's coming out of BuzzFeed reporting that this morning. Now, this is one of those types of components that is used in order to make what's called a dirty bomb. So they take a traditional bomb, what you think of when you think of a bomb, and they add this element to it so that if they were to take something like this into a major U.S. city and then explode the traditional bomb with this material by it, that radioactive material would be dispersed throughout the city. And so in that way, you can basically have some of the elements associated with a nuclear bomb, the radioactive side of that equation, connected now with just the making of a traditional bomb. And, of course, you know, the elements or the components of a traditional bomb are relatively easy to acquire. And so now we've got people that we know of in Mexico. The shipment is missing. They don't know where it's at. It's relatively small. It can very easily come across that border. And if it comes across the U.S. border, of course, now our cities here in the United States are in trouble, or certainly should be concerned about that situation. Well, on the program here with me today is Kelly Monroe Kohlberg. Kelly has been standing up against this push for this comprehensive immigration bill, and specifically from the aspect of that we're being told that evangelicals are all on board with what is taking place. One of the reasons we've been told that is because Russell Moore from the SBC is serving on a board called the Evangelical Immigration Table, which we come to find out now is funded by George Soros. You know, George Soros, the big liberal philanthropist, you know, is behind all sorts of other very liberal projects. He is funding this. And so what in the world Russell Moore and others are doing on that immigration table is beyond me. I think that they are being used as pawns by the president of the United States to say, see, even the evangelicals are supporting this. But there is a group of evangelicals, the Evangelicals for Biblical Immigration, started by Kelly Kohlberg, and they're saying not so fast. Not all evangelicals are on board with that Senate bill, and they've been talking about this issue. Kelly joins us now. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us again to talk about this issue.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Kelly, let's talk about where we're at and where your organization is at right now. How many folks, evangelicals, and maybe even a little bit more importantly, evangelical leaders that have got on board with your organization to say, you know, we're not on board with what's taking place with that evangelical immigration table?
Yeah, I think we're up to over 1,500 signatures. And I invite the listeners to do two things. One, sign our letter at evangelicalsforbiblicalimmigration.com. And secondly, to do what you said, Kevin, which is simply, it will take 2 minutes, Google John Boehner, Boehner, and call him in the Capitol. It's very simple. Just say we oppose pushing immigration right now. America is hurting with both debt and danger. We're not. This is not a good time for an increase of foreign labor, given that we have more than 20 million unemployed Americans, and many have given up looking for work. There's no common sense to this right now. Please do call. You'd be surprised how easy it is just to, and they have to write down your call and register it. Also, call your own local state, you know, congressman, and register your feelings about it there too. And it really does get attention. My concern, and you mentioned George Soros, you know, wherever his money is, I am concerned. He's hurt other nations through open border manipulation and currency manipulation and debt. And so shame on us for not paying attention to what he's doing here. But you, not on you, Kevin, and because you're paying attention. I'm not saying that George Soros is directly funding the evangelical immigration table. George Soros's Open Society Institute is the single largest donor to the National Immigration Forum that helped to start the evangelical immigration table. So there's a little buffer in there, if you will, of something, a large fund that spawns amnesty projects called the National Immigration Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify that, the other side saying we're not taking Soros's money. I'm saying, I know, but you're taking... You're being helped by the group that Soros is funding. So that's an important distinction. What the evangelical immigration table was doing, and Jim Wallace is involved in, Wallace has worked with Soros grants for about since 2002, I believe, with Sojourners. So that group is doing is they are looking at a very select portion of Scripture that does say, tell us to be kind, unusually kind to the foreigner in our midst, sometimes the sojourner or resident alien. And in fact, throughout history, the Jewish people were unusually kind to foreigners, and sometimes adopted them into their culture, like Ruth or Rahab, who came as blessing, who meant well, who meant to... you know, Ruth said to Naomi, your God will be my God, your people my people. And she was gladly welcomed by the Hebrew people and married Boaz. They became forebears to Jesus, you know. And so it's a beautiful portion of Scripture where my ad hoc group, Evangelicals or Biblical Immigration, is pushing back is to say, yes, but that's not the whole counsel of Scripture. We see in Scripture both the welcome of the sojourner or the ger, which means the foreigner who's come lawfully, has abided by, respected our laws. Those are the people the Bible says to specifically, you know, welcome as a kind of equals. And so what about those, example, to 4 million people who are waiting and have been applying for citizenship? That's not the same as 40 million people over 10 years. Many are already here. They think 12 to 15 million have come unlawfully. So there are distinctions being made that are being made in Scripture. Mm-hmm. And we just said we don't like to see Scripture abused for political purposes.
So the first point is that they're misusing the Scriptures, right? The Bible is being misused say that the Bible unequivocally supports the idea of immigration, whether it's legal immigration or illegal immigration, that Christians should be embracing this because we were strangers once ourselves, and therefore, you know, we should be kind to the strangers and take them in. That's the gist of it.
Yeah, essentially, we're all invited into the kingdom of God, the citizenship in heaven. You know, there's a beautiful theological point there. Jesus wasn't saying, therefore, everyone should be the citizen of one nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we see is that's being abused. And there's no, what all we're doing is saying, well, we're happy to talk about Scripture, but then let's look at the whole counsel of Scripture that is both of kindness to guests and also kindness and justice to citizens.
Yes.
What we don't see in this immigration bill, the one in the Senate was 1,200 pages long. It then passed there. Thank you, Harry Reid. And then it went to, you know, And even though there were people voting once again who hadn't read the bill, which is just offensive in and of itself.
Yes.
And then John Boehner in the House was going to break the bill up into and vote on smaller subsets of that big bill. And then that, as you mentioned, sort of died, I think, with the Obamacare fiasco and so forth. And now suddenly he's talking about passing these again. The president is saying, I don't care if you give it to us in five parts, just make sure it's all there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is disturbing because there are aspects of the bill itself that are not good, such as the easing of asylum in certain sections, like I think 3204, 3401, 3501, somewhere in there, that make asylum easier for our enemies.
Hmm.
Now, the Boston Marathon bombers likely would have already been citizens had this bill been in effect.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are sleeper cells of radical, violent Islamists in the country. There are I'm not saying most Muslims are going to set off bombs, but we know by now that there are some. And so what we don't see in this bill is careful discernment.
Exactly.
In Scripture, we don't see blanket amnesty, but blanket immigration. We see wisdom and wise welcome and careful discernment, sort of like growing a garden, growing a culture. We don't see the welcome of incompatible values that would hurt the country with debt and danger. So we're just saying, let's do a Bible study.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And when you do that Bible study, as you're pointing out, we find that there were different levels that were spoken of between stranger and sojourner and so forth that came into, of people that came into a country. And the principle there is God teaches in his word and has ordained private property. We even find this in the New Testament with Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. Peter says, you know, while the property was yours, wasn't not up to you to decide what to do with it. The whole concept of thou shalt not steal implies that people have their own personal private property that is theirs that someone has taken unlawfully. So the Bible teaches that it talks about remove not the ancient landmarks. So the Bible believes in borders. The Bible believes in private property. The Bible teaches against stealing. And to allow people just to come in to the country just willy-nilly, just to, you know, to take over, to use of our resources, to enter into our system of like welfare systems and so forth, our school systems and that, that is nothing less than sanctioning stealing and letting people take what is not rightfully theirs to take. And so the Bible, as you're pointing out, if we look at it more comprehensively, if you want to look at something comprehensively, not just comprehensive immigration, but a comprehensive look at the teaching of the Scripture shows that that this concept of lawlessness, of just allowing people, open those borders up, let people in, or allow them after they've come in to be then not charged or not, you know, held accountable, is not a biblical concept whatsoever.
I agree with you, Kevin. We're not called to niceness, but to kindness, and that involves truth and moral order and honoring those. I spent a lot of the last few years alongside my mom, first with us and then in a nursing home. And these good people have paid into the healthcare system for 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this immigration bill could make their healthcare system available to people who snuck into the country. And I just, you know, I'm worried about their future. I'm worried about, we have a $17 trillion national debt.
Mm-hmm.
We have a president who, by making amnesty and illegal entry, by rewarding it, this is not going to reduce people coming into the country, it's going to maybe double immigration. In this, you know, in the same way that not being strict with national security or foreign policy makes life easier for our enemies, this is very unwise, and it bothers me when evangelicals, because we are nice and we mean well, are then used for political purposes that will grow the welfare state. It will grow the federal government. It will probably grow the Democratic Party, and that may be the real end game. So, you know, we need to stand up here for democracy, for virtue, and for the vulnerable citizens among us, including the elderly and those who are unemployed. Why would we want a huge influx of foreign labor right now when our own children, college grads, can't find career jobs? The veterans are needing to work. The elderly are needing to work. To folks like me in the heartland, this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Not saying everyone, it really makes no sense.
You know, talking about the legal aspect of it and the president doing something here that is encouraging the lawlessness. We just had an incident. This is out of the Los Angeles Times. It says, this is back on November 26th, more than 100 people pelted U.S. Border Patrol agents with rocks and bottles during a rowdy confrontation. So they were coming over the border in a large group. The border agents tried to stop them, and when they tried to stop them, the people just kept right on going, so the border agents called for backup. Then the people picked up rocks and bottles and started tossing them at the border agents. They're getting right. The message. They're saying, wait, your president is saying, you know, it doesn't matter. Why are you people stopping us at the border? You know, so the message.
They're fasting and doing. Somehow I think if the Tea Party, who is opposed by the IRS, fasted, I doubt the president would be meeting with them for photo opportunities.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think that this is a time for citizens to take action by simply don't get mad. Voice your opinion to your congressman, to your state and U.S. senators, to John Boehner's office himself. They will. You might have to call back once or twice. They'll register. Just simply go to Google or US.gov or Google those offices, and you'll have the phone number in front of you in 30 seconds or less, and your call will be registered in 2 minutes. And mm-hmm. We have to default to action, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
People, when you mentioned the story of the 150 people rushing the border guards, I looked at that story on the web, and I saw the comments underneath, and they were almost all upset that this happened. So yes. I know where the pulse of America is. They say 80% or so of evangelicals do not desire an influx of foreign labor right now, and yet the evangelical immigration table is saying the opposite is true. It's a PR campaign,
mm-hmm.
and it's very disturbing that they would misrepresent Christians,
yes.
who do read the scriptures, who do watch the news, who do have family members unemployed. I don't like to see the church abused or the scriptures abused.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a healthy conversation about this, and we are having conversations. Like, I was in the Heritage Foundation panel on this recently.
Right, I saw that.
Professor James Hoffmeyer from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School saying, please stop abusing Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've had Dr. Hoffmeyer.
Sojourner comes lawfully.
Exactly. I had Dr. Hoffmeyer on the program to talk about that as well. I want to make sure that the listening audience also knows, yes, contact your congressman, but I would encourage you to contact Russell Moore's office as well. Russell Moore is the head now of the SBC, the ethics portion of the SBC, and he's sitting on that that immigration table. I don't have his contact information right here in front of me, but I would look that up on the web, Russell Moore. And if you look up Russell Moore, he's got a program called More to the Point. Find out his contact information. Call him up and say that we don't want this thing pushed through. I'll give you an outline here very quickly. You know, the Bible is being misused. Border security is being used as a bargaining chip. I don't think it should be. I think that it's their job to close the border apart from this legislation. And I don't like the fact that they're telling me, hey, if you vote for this, then you can get border security. The third thing is, as Kelly was saying, it's bankrupting the United States and it's encouraging the breaking of laws. So I've alliterated it there for you like I do in the preaching. So let me give you that information. John Boehner's number, 202-225-5117. That's 202-225-5117. Tell him do not pass that Senate bill on immigration. Kelly, thank you so much. Your time is gone. Appreciate you joining with us today, and I'm going to give you your website as well.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
Okay. Remember this. The Lord Jesus Christ said, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Boehling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.